got into his wife's car, the Pontiac, and he opened the trunk to put in my suitcase. And he said, oh my God. And there was the box of my dad's ashes. He said, I forgot all about it. And thank God his wife, Louise, didn't know that they were in the trunk. She's been driving this car for a year with him in the trunk.
Oh, but, no,
yeah.
No.
So I said, don't worry. I'll take him with me to Tampa, and I'll do it. And he said, okay, great. And then he opened the box, and he opened the plastic, and he ran his fingers through the ashes, and he said, the bastards, they took his gold teeth.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. So he put the top back on. I took the box, and my daughter was 5 years old in Tampa, and her dog had died a couple of weeks before. And we buried, the neighbor poisoned the dog.
Mm.
Terrible. Anyway, so we dug a little hole in the back, and Allison threw in some flowers and said, he was a good dog. He always came when I called him. And then we covered him up, right? And then I said, now, let's go to the river, the Hillsborough, and this is Granddaddy, and we're going to put him in the river so he can go to Mexico. And she said, okay. Yeah. And we went to the river, and she threw the ashes in the river, and he started off to Mexico.
It's quite an interesting experience. I've never done that before. And of course, I expected him to like spread
them
like
out.
That.
What did he do?
He put them really, he literally just dumped them. He just walked a few feet into the water, not even to the deep part.
Yeah.
You know, he was still,
and the big parts sink. And the other parts float.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you see it just kind of washing out.
Yeah. When I wrote it, I said it looked like the Milky Way going down toward Mexico.
Right. Yeah. So then, but you have to ask: what if that's really someone's ashes? You know, I mean, you're creating a whole new
level of trust. It's like,
no,
you
not
trust,
trust, just a
do you trust them to do what they,
no, not a trust. I'm thinking like, you know, putting those ashes in the water has to affect the environment somehow. Something is going to change because those ashes are in that water.
Oh, like the butterfly wings.
Yeah.
Okay.